Good morning. High pressure both at the surface and aloft continued to build in overnight, keeping the weather warm, muggy, and dry throughout most of the region. Most everyone starting in the middle and upper 60s, if not the lower 70s, with high humidity already. This will make it easier with a good amount of sunshine this morning for temperatures to climb quickly through the 70s and 80s. Some clouds will mix in this afternoon. The dew points will be high and temperatures will reach up into the lower 90s in most locations for afternoon highs. With the increased humidity, scattered showers and a couple of thunderstorms could fire across parts of the area during the afternoon and evening hours. As we get into the night tonight, energy from the Great Lakes in southern Canada will dig into the region at jet stream level. This will induce more widespread showers and thunderstorms, and some of the rain could fall heavily at times, and the potential for localized flash flooding will increase. Temperatures will drop back into the 60s overnight. More showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rainfall, will fall on Tuesday as that trough continues to pivot into the region and hooks up with a cold front also sliding by. With the amount of moisture available in the atmosphere due to the high humidity levels, that heavy rainfall once again could lead to localized flash flooding during the day on Tuesday and into Tuesday evening. The trough will pivot through the region and the cold front will slide by on Tuesday night. This will bring an end to the showers and thunderstorms and a return to more sunshine for the middle of the week. In fact, with mostly sunny skies, highs will be back down into the lower and middle 80s on Wednesday afternoon. High pressure will dominate, keeping it dry and mostly sunny on Thursday and Friday, lower to mid-80s on Thursday and middle to upper 80s on Friday. Then the next trough will bring a few scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday and another chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, with highs both days over the weekend in the lower and middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, shower and thunderstorm development is expected again today from the Central Plains to the southeast, with weak disturbances passing through the westerly jet stream flow. With moisture levels well above average for July, there is a marginal risk for excessive rainfall and flash flooding in these regions. Record warm low temperatures are possible for portions of the southeast and mid-Atlantic states as well. To the west, a strengthening ridge of high pressure is expected to extend across the Four Corners region. This will allow the flooding monsoonal rains to slowly fade, but excessive heat to build. In fact, excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are in effect for interior sections of Oregon and Northern California, where the heat index will be between 100 and 110 degrees. At Mount Washington, mostly cloudy skies and 50 degrees with a west wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 37 degrees. In Albany earlier this morning, 69 degrees, the dew point 68, 97% relative humidity, a light south wind, and the barometer at 29.97 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 33 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with an isolated shower or thunderstorm near 90, Boston partly sunny in the middle and upper 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs around 90. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 93 degrees, the low 72, the average temperature 83, that's 11 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 52 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 1.46 inches below normal, and 17.86 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 2.69 inches below normal. There were 18 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 194, which is 92 above normal, and 384 for the season, which is 134 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 97, set in 1900, and the record low, 44, in 1946. Sunrise this morning was at 5:31 a.m., sunset this evening 8:31 p.m., 15 hours of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible and highs around 90. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight with lows near 70. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs near 90. Muggy with scattered showers and storms tonight and lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, humid today with a scattered thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower 90s. Muggy with showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows near 70. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, humid today with a scattered thunderstorm possible and highs around 90. Muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows near 70. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, humid today with a scattered thunderstorm possible and highs around 90. Muggy with scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with more showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rainfall back into the 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-80s Wednesday. Mostly sunny Thursday and Friday, lower to mid-80s Thursday, mid and upper 80s on Friday, and scattered showers and thunderstorms possible on Saturday and Sunday, both days in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.